Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape on your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Open your Bibles with me to Isaiah 32. I'll read verse 15 through 20. I read. Until the Spirit is poured on us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and the fruitful field is counted as a forest, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation. Hallelujah. In secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Though hail comes down on the forest, and the city is brought low in humiliation. Blessed are you who sow beside all waters, who send out freely the feed of the ox and the donkey. Praise the Lord. My key verse is 15. Until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. Now, quickly for the context, you will discover that if you had read some few verses before 15, for example, if I say from 12, people shall mourn upon their breast for the pleasant fields, for the fruitful vine. On the land of my people will come up thorns and briars. Yes, on all happy homes in the joyous city. Because the palaces will be forsaken and the bustling city will be deserted. Can you see? The forts and towers will become lairs forever. A joy of wild donkeys and a pasture of flocks until. So if I pick it from the context, you can see that this is a contrast. Everybody say until. If you need a miracle today, say until. No? That means that something may prevail or pervade until. I don't know what has been plaguing your life for a long time. Until. Until. That means that the moment this until happens. Hello. So this kind of passage will stir up interest very easily. Now, whatever had happened, usually, the covenant people of God, the children of Israel, by their own hands have pulled up trouble. And now, judgment. But the amazing thing is that judgment will only continue as long as until. That's why it is his nature that in judgment he always remembers his mercy. And so the devastation continues until what? Come on, talk to me. I can hear you. Until the Spirit is what? Poured. How? On who? Us. Hallelujah. Then the effect is definite. Hallelujah. Definite. So the devils may be so much wanting 10 times a day. Until. And until what? The Spirit. Until the Spirit. In other words, the moment the Spirit, something is chopped, something is checked. It's checked straight away. Something is checkmated. Something is stopped. Something is. So the Spirit becomes the antidote for every decay.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. every spoiling, every decadence, every demonic activity, every occultic activity, every... Somebody shout, the Spirit! You are too quiet for me this morning. Shout, the Spirit! And when we say the Spirit, we are talking of the Holy Spirit. As if something is reversed today. In the name of Jesus. Today is the kind of day that the Bible refers to as, had they known. Hallelujah. Until the Spirit be poured on. Then what happens when the Spirit is poured upon us? From where? From on high. Then what happens? The wilderness that has... You know what the wilderness means? Desert. The desert. The totally unfruitful, unproductive. Will become what? The desire of the wicked is that it will be barren forever. But the moment the Spirit... Fruitfulness. And the ground that is yielding until now will become a forest. That's the reversal. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God in the highest. Hey, we are dealing with the Spirit of God. That's the interesting thing. Aren't you glad you're in church today? Aren't you glad to be able to write it in your diary? I know when it started, there was a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Until the Spirit be poured on us. You know why I read further? So I can quickly let you know there is a contrast. Look at verse 19. It says, though, see, all these things will be happening to you. I'll still go back to show you all the blessings. He said, but the wrath of God shall what? Coming down, overpowering on the... What used to be the forest where they thought they had it and they were torturing and thinking they can control your life and your future. Said, that place will suffer. When God begins to turn your situation around, he turns theirs around too. I mean, I'm not, after all, I'm not cursing, I'm not praying rubbish now. I'm reading the Bible. I say, what has held you down? Whilst you have been liberated, that thing will suffer unusual hardship. Judgment in the wilderness. So, or rather, judgment in the, if it's in the forest. And where hitherto have been made a wilderness will be fruitful and become a forest. But what used to be a forest will become deserted. Hailstone. While the Spirit is being poured down on you. Every camp of the wicked. Hailstone and fire. Okay, fine. Let me talk to somebody more. I say hailstone and fire. In the name of Jesus. That's the Bible. Shall hail coming down overpoweringly in the forest. See the army of the Assyrians. Those are the wicked. Those were the perpetrators of the wickedness. And the capital city shall be utterly humbled and their capital city. I believe this morning, regardless of the source of the affliction or oppression, somebody is coming back to testify. I say in the name of Jesus, they are coming back to testify. You are coming back to testify. I say you are returning to testify. You are returning to testify. The Egyptians you saw yesterday, even the one you saw today, you will see no more. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are returning to testify. Hallelujah. Now, let me just quickly say, anytime God wants to accomplish anything on earth, the first thing you see is the Spirit. Anytime. As far as the earth is concerned, it's the Holy Ghost. Whoa, 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 whoa. Why do I feel like I feel? Ah, this guy. Hey! Come. Anytime. Anytime. And so right now, I reverse every blood of the devil. As it concerns your life, your home, your finances, your business, your health, your husband, your wife, your children, I reverse in the name of Jesus. Sit down. Come on, pastors, get in there and just minister, 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 quickly. I need a pastor there. Yeah, good. If by now you don't know that there's a reversal, change your mind quickly. So that you can position yourself appropriately for the breakthroughs and for the miracle of God in your life. In the name of Jesus. I know what I'm talking about. The devil makes mistakes. Always. Until the Spirit. How many of you know that it's not by power? Let me ask that. It's not by. I can't hear you. So if it's not by power and it's not by might, so by what it is? And if it's by the Spirit, and if this is the Word of God, now today you will testify. In the name of Jesus, you will testify. Every time God wants to do something on earth, He begins with the Spirit. Come on, go to the story of creation. Well, theologians say, God had done something before. Well, thank God. Whatever He's done before, it's not too important for us. That's why the Bible does not give us the details. It says, so there was catastrophe. Okay. But what we know that there was darkness. And waters covered everywhere. There was chaos. And what happened? The Spirit of the Lord. So the wilderness will become a fruitful field.
Amen.
And the fruitful field will be counted as a forest. Then justice will dwell in the wilderness. What used to be the wilderness. And righteousness remains in the fruitful field. Because the work of righteousness will be peace. Let me turn to everybody and say peace. Now, these are all the results of the Spirit being poured out on us. Justice, righteousness, peace, fruitfulness, abundance. And the effect of righteousness is quietness and assurance forever. Said, my people will dwell in a peaceful habitation. Secure dwelling, and a quiet resting places. Now you hear of there's a means there for a rest. So there's nothing we find in reality that is in Christ Jesus that God would not first of all show in shadow form in the Old Testament. And here He was telling them what will happen. And what a beautiful picture. Then He now talked about the enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, what I want to stress on quickly is this. So until the Spirit be poured on us, and I was saying that God will never do anything except He starts with the Spirit. Yep. Creation. And the Spirit of the Lord was present. Hello. I mean, hovered on top of the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. But you see, He started with the Spirit. You see, never in the history of man, since the world began, since God created the earth, never, and I don't think we've seen another one thereafter, a woman will just get pregnant by her own. Never. Except with Mary. You know when she has the question, how will this be? He says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. When God wants to do something that has never been done before, when He wants to do anything at all, as a matter of fact, the way you know, He enters with His Spirit. That's why I'm confident this morning, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know it's got nothing to do with my power or ability. I depend on the Holy Spirit. I said, today is your turnaround day. In the name of Jesus. Today. In the name of Jesus. Today. In the name of Jesus. Today. You say, why are you going on? I need to stir up faith in someone at least. Today. In the name of Jesus. Today. Somebody will believe it enough and come back before the end of today. Say, Pastor. I said, somebody before the end of today. Today. In the name of Jesus. Today. As maybe. I know the turnaround is for everybody, but someone is today. In the name of Jesus. Someone is today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Bring her here. Thank you, Jesus. I was talking and the oppressor thinks he can be oppressed right here. When the presence of God is here, and by the grace of God, I know that somebody is saying, why not me? Why don't you receive where you are? In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Somebody say, today! In the name of Jesus. If you like what you have, you can hold on to it. If you don't like it, then make up your mind. I need it today. Pharaoh will be buried behind me. In the name of Jesus. Pharaoh's army with Pharaoh, they will be buried behind me. In the name of Jesus. I can hear you declare. In the name of Jesus, today. Give me the anointing, Lord. Today. Anointing, Lord. Yes. Every holder. And Lord God Jesus, 7 times in the name of Jesus. Mistake. In the name of Jesus. Why God is turning desert to fruitful land and fruitful land to forest. He's making their desolation, a desolation. Yeah. Lord, it's gotten to that stage that what they don't want in their life, they will never wish you again. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. Sit down. But how does God do it? Just pour out the Spirit? It's interesting that He pours the Spirit. He doesn't just integrate. He pours. I feel the fire. He pours. I don't know what gives people depression. God manages. Manages what? When was talking about Jesus, He gave Him the Spirit without measure. I've heard people preach that it's only Jesus who told you. Jesus said, everything you've given me, I've given them. Can't you read? He pours out the Spirit. Come, look at the prophecy in Joel chapter 2. He said, on that day, I will pour out my Spirit upon all. Pour! If God is man that will be managing it and be giving small and put the rest in his pocket. He pours. Until the Spirit will be poured. Until the Spirit be poured on us. Until the Spirit be poured on us. Poured on us overwhelmingly. That's how it does his stuff. And if anybody's still thinking, arguing about the pouring, let me quickly remind you. On the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, see, when the day of Pentecost had come, there was like a sound of a rushing mighty wind. He filled the whole house. and they were all filled. Go and check that field. I mean, total. God paused. So it is really be poured on us. I command your healing in Jesus' name. Because when the Spirit is moving, when you give instructions, particularly from the Word of God, miracle. Three things are needed for miracles. A need, the Spirit of God, a need, His Word. Wow, I feel the fire. Somebody wants to try that. Somebody wants to try that. Okay. You must have a need. That must be obvious to you, or definitely to you and obvious to many. You must have a need. And the Spirit of God is here and you believe it. And then the Word of God that tells you you have it. So, you sure? What's your need? She's married, she has children, she said, her business, her health, God. Is it promised to us? Where? 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 How? Say it. Say it, huh? Okay, let me just say, all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul has prospered. So you prosper in your business, prosper in your marriage, prosper in the life of your children, prosper in your ministry. In the name of Jesus. That's how miracles happen. I need to prosper. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, let me tell you how God will do for you. Like Isaac.
Amen.
In the name of
Amen.
You and your husband.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Anyway, quickly. So he pours. He says, until the Spirit be poured on us. Be poured on us. Be poured on us. Fine. Does it mean that he will pour the Spirit on the ground? When he pours the Spirit on people. You know, at creation, there were no man yet. So himself had to give the voice. When he pours his Spirit, it's on people. Example, he will restore. Okay, fine. Let's go back to Mary. I'm going to make sure that there will be conception and birth without, you know. Mary, how? Say the Spirit, the Holy Ghost is. And the power of the Most High. Okay, again, look at this. In Jordan, he had come to restore humanity. Hello. He could have done it as God, but he would do it as man. He was baptized. And then the Holy Ghost, what? Like a dove. On the water?
On him.
And so how did God accomplish that work? Through him. How did he accomplish the virgin birth? Through Mary. So when he pours on people. Then people change the situation.
Yes, sir.
Somebody shout, Holy Ghost!
Holy Ghost!
Now you see that situation does not have the power you used to think it has. It doesn't. And when it came upon him, he declared to the world, this isolates this man. Now I have a son on earth. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, you stand in the place of a son. Any son in the house. God accomplishes through his sons. And the moment the Holy Ghost comes upon you, you don't just do what you want, you do what he wants. Your life becomes that submission. So sons are led. I have desire. I have this. I have ambition. 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 All of a sudden, I said, how could I have been thinking of that? Waste of time, waste of life, when there are better things to do in the plans of God. A pastor sat with me as they were talking, and we were looking at certain things about ministry generally. And I said, I didn't know ministry that way. Thank God a lot of people like me. But a number of people don't like me either. That's okay. Why? Because I don't understand how they do what they do. Why should I do it? And many tell me, do it this way. I say, until I'm convinced. If I do it without conviction, I'll do. That's me, not God. So I won't. So a statement, we were talking, then a statement came up. I won't say it. At that time, the man said, ha. But that's reality. Do you know that your days before you were born went on to him? Your days since you were born until now, none was hidden from him. The remaining of your days are all open before him. Don't you know that? So don't you think it's better to anchor my life on him? When I do that, am I doing him a favor? I am doing me the best of favors. But the natural man, will run at us kilter and greedy and selfish. And they will run, and at the end, they will not enjoy it and leave it. That's why it says that the wicked gathers for the righteous. You will not gather for others to enjoy. You will leave an inheritance for your children's children. In the name of Jesus. No, but it's the truth. So where you are, enjoy the time, enjoy the thing you have. They are blessings of God. Don't wait until you have a skyscraper before you enjoy life. If you know how to appreciate God, you know, I feel the fire. You know how to enjoy what he has given you. Can you imagine enjoying what he has given you and he will be increasing it for you? Yeah. God likes those who know how to enjoy. I'm not joking. Because those ones are appreciative. Okay, it was on people. So, you see, so they are led. So the story of Jesus, you know how he was led into the wilderness, how he was tempted, how he returned in the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. It has been poured. And then he got into the... I feel the fire. Wow. Looks like... It's a family thing. This one. It's a family thing. God is dealing with the root. In the name of Jesus. It is a family thing. Believe me, it is. It is. God is proving that who is saying thus seeth? It's a family thing. He is dealing with the root. He says to tell somebody, he said that, look, he said, have you ever found somebody going to a strong man's house to take anything? He said, he will first bang the strong man. That's what is happening now. You are the one that has a need. He's leaving you, he's going to deal with somebody else. Hey! So that you can walk in your liberty. In the name of Jesus. Please share your testimonies of the goodness of God. It will deliver many, many more people. In the name of Jesus. And so he returned in the power of the Spirit into Nazareth. Or the cities of Galilee. And then he entered into a synagogue, remember? And was given the book of Isaiah, and he opened the book of Isaiah to that portion that we know today as Isaiah chapter 61, right? Then they didn't have chapters. It was a scroll. He rolled it. And see what he said. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So it's not enough for God to pour out the Spirit. The one on whom it is poured should know. If you don't know, the desert that Jesus came to turn to fruitfulness was humanity. Lost. Did he accomplish it?
Yes. I feel the fire. I feel the fire. And I thank God for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the fire of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God in the highest. Father, in the name of Jesus. Woo! The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me when he poured out his Spirit on me. To preach the good tidings to the poor, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prisons to those who are bound. He declared it. And thereafter, things began to happen. We are made to understand from the book of John that the first miracle was the turning of water into. That was the way to save somebody from embarrassment. Any form of embarrassment that the devil sent forth like showers. I destroy in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! Back to sender in the name of Jesus. Any form of embarrassment. Any form of embarrassment. Any form of embarrassment. Any form of disgrace or shame in the name of Jesus, I say now, go back in the name of Jesus. I release you from them in the name of Jesus. Woo-hoo! The first, he turned their water to wine. And the Bible says the glory of the Lord was released because he was glorified and people believed the more. Thereafter, all the miracles, I feel the fire. What about miracle of provisions? Feeding the 5,000? Feeding the 4,000? Raising the dead? Quieting the storm? Calling men and women to repentance and to come back to life. And the anointing on his life enabled him to fulfill his destiny. How? Give his life. With all the hardship and the torture that went with it, it helped them. I said, the anointing will help you accomplish your destiny. In the name of Jesus, you will accomplish your destiny in life. The Spirit be poured, the Spirit be poured out on us. Yes. Cast out demons. I mean, name it. Okay. Everything created just aligned. The Spirit was born. But how did he do it? He always declared. He now began to teach us. Greater what you will do. He now saw the fig tree and he cursed it. And right before us, the fig tree stopped producing. Said that you may have faith. That you may have faith. That you may have faith. And I went on to teach us that huge lesson on faith. If you say, we say, the one on whom the Spirit is poured, the one that is given instruction in the fullness of the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. If you say, and you don't have a doubt, but you believe, you will have. Is there any room for self-pity here? No. Any blame? Is that man? Is that woman? Is that pastor? Is that teacher? No. The Spirit is poured. Is that church? Come on. The Spirit is poured on the church, on the pastor, on you too. What's the problem? Somebody was preaching. Say, you may have 1,000 excuses not to. Say, but you don't have any reason. I said, what? Yeah. You may have 1,000 excuses because you make excuses, but you don't have any reason. You say, why? He has given himself. He has poured out. I don't know who you are. Healing on your leg. As a matter of fact, from your it's on your right side. Totally down. Yes. Receive your healing in Jesus' name. Yeah. You're already healed. No, wrong, wrong, wrong. You already yours is finished. Okay. If you by faith you believe it's wrong, it's already done. It's already done. Go there and come back. It's already done in Jesus' name. It's already done now.
the more you go there.
Ah, it's done.
In the name of Jesus, done. In the name of Jesus, done. In the name of Jesus, done. Done. And let me tell someone quickly, your family is known for poverty. Shh. Henceforth. Hey, speed. The wilderness has become a fruitful field. But I understand that he puts the spirit on men and women. There'll be speed for this person. In Jesus' name. So you see how Jesus did it? And then he began to teach us. And then we saw Peter, we saw John, we saw the apostles. Come on, all the book of Acts. Even the shadows of Peter. And of course, you now saw Paul. Oh my goodness. And then we are seeing you today. The same Jesus. The same Holy Spirit. The same. But you see, the challenge is this. I was saying something. Yeah, the challenge is this. When he poured. Hallelujah. What is left is for you to know that you carry it. That's where everywhere Jesus went, it was clear. Acts 10:38, clear. How God anointed him. And he went about doing good. Hallelujah. The same thing with Paul. Anywhere he went. Have you heard? Have you received the Holy Spirit since he believed? And said, what are you talking about? And God wrought mighty miracles through the hands of Paul. So much so that people were coming to take handkerchief from his body. And demons were flying out and bodies were getting healed. So you need to be conscious of what you carry. The natural man tends to forget from time to time. And that's why Paul will write to Timothy, say, please stir up the gift of God that is in you. I'm not joking now. I mean, stir it up. If you don't stir it up, you won't be able to manifest it. In the midst of the trouble, stir it up. See, I'm mindful of your tears, but you are not there to be weeping. Stir up the gift. You are filled to the brim. Pastor, you are thinking you are filled. Where do you put Ephesians chapter 3? That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Where do you put Colossians chapter 2? In him dwelling the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete, full. Go and look at that complete in Strong's. It says full to capacity. You are full of the Holy Ghost. Except you're not born again. It's got nothing to do with your church. It's got everything to do with the Bible. Where did I stop? I digressed a bit. Yeah. So the natural man will always forget. So he wrote to him, says, stir it up. So how do you stir up? I just want to introduce you to one. If I can say two or three, I'll say, but time is gone. He said, which is the one? How do you stir up the Holy Ghost? He said, beloved, bidding you have received your most Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Go back to the book of 1 Corinthians. Say, if I pray in tongues, my understanding is unfruitful. How be it in the Spirit? So how do you pray in the Spirit? Tongues. See, your understanding is trying to understand your situation. You can't find solution with your understanding. There are many things in the world today that you can't find solution with your understanding. Get into the Spirit. Stir up! How? Shakata bolobo sanda rinaboko toba. Hey, me temo imbula imbula imbula. You see, I won't know. Shakato bolobo kusunde bria. Nikatola moshikrama kutumba katura baka selebegeteria. Rankatoba katura baka shakada baka turia. Nikatabura baka skura baka sheria. Rakatora makasanda baka tura baba. At that time, you are not there.
I'm in the corner of my room. The only audience is me and Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Mara baka shora bara baba rika sare baka tulia. Ne irum pura bako sunde bereke shine na baba. Makata baka tula bereke shine kana bako tula baba. Ne kere bereke tula baka shine kana baba. Mara baka tula baba. Hey, I'm building up myself in my most holy faith. I'm growing something. I'm constructing something. I'm creating something that cannot be pulled down. I'm creating something that will withstand the pressure that is coming on the inside. And he makes it clear to me, he said, you can't understand it with your mind. So let the Spirit do it. Stay it up! Can you see how loaded you are? And how much waste we are wasting what we have? Hallelujah. Until the Spirit be poured on us. It's one thing for God to pour it out, it's for you to know it's been poured out, and it's for you to remain conscious of it. Anything you consciously do with the Holy Spirit brings His presence. His presence will obliterate every wickedness. That's why I said, let the people praise you and let people on the ground hear this increase. It's the people that we praise. It's the people. And the barren land we produce. It's the people. It's the people. I don't know who you are. But you made up your mind in this service that your Christian experience is going to be different from today. We didn't make that call, but you did it. You said it. You said it. You said it. You said it. Watch things turn around in your family. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So you now know that there is nothing that is permanently bad. Just let the Holy Ghost come. I'm telling you, He will restore everything. He's the untiring partner. There's not much of offending Him. He's always willing to understand and to forgive and always appear again. As long as you always are conscious of His presence. I'm telling you, He'll help you.
Amen.
He will help you.
Amen.
Every abandoned project in your life, everything about your life that looks abandoned, we speak life in the name of Jesus. Somebody is saying, who will help me? The helper he's saying is here. He's the Holy Ghost. He's the Father's helper for your life. He will help you more than any man can help you. He's here. I say every project that seems to be stagnated in your life, about your life, about our lives, in the name of Jesus, we command, go forward. Yes. We command a forward movement. We command a rapid conclusion. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.